Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever and whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studio of eloquenceonline.net in beautiful New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. The name of the show, The Power Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? God rest you, merry gentlemen. My absolute favorite rendition of that song ever. Our good buddy Nike Van Wyk playing every part, by the way, the violin, the electric guitar. I think there was some piano in there. Just awesome. The percussion effects and everything, just awesome. I remember listening to that for the first time. We had an event in Utah, and he played it for me in the rental car, or maybe he drove. No, he wouldn't have driven there. It was in the rental car. He played it for me in the rental car, and I just loved it. I think it's 6 or 7 years ago. Left me wanting more because I play it every single year, December 1st. Can't believe it, 2017, wrapping up, 3 shows left. And the name of this particular episode, Branching In. All your, all they want for Christmas. I spoke to somebody this week that works in branch design. It's one of my absolute favorite things to talk about. And he shared with me a list of the things that this particular client is looking for. He didn't say if it was a bank or a credit union. I'm not going to say the brand anyway. I was fascinated by what was in this list. Geofencing. I think I know what that is, but I'll be honest, I don't. I'll have to Google it after the show. Electrochromic glass. I think I can figure it out from the words and the root words and stuff like that, but interesting. Bluetooth signal cones to alert customers, clients, members, whomever, that are actually heading into the branch. Off-hours display that activates when someone approaches it after hours. And all of that made this one sound like not such a big deal, and yet I don't have one. A 3D printer. The design of the banking branch is one of my absolute favorite things to talk about, and it's absolutely part of any bank, credit union, really anything that still has a retail presence. The future is finally happening. I mean, when I see some of these pictures, it is functional and elegant. It is, there's no other word for it. It's beautiful. I use that word to describe God Rest You Merry Gentlemen when Nick first played it for me. I said, that's beautiful. Now, parts I thought a little long, but it's beautiful. But I was being critical. He asked me, what do you think? I made that calculation this morning. I could edit that out. I could edit out the guitar part and tighten it up. But I love it just the way it is because I loved it that way the first time. When we had the folks on earlier this year and they talked about brand beacon. I had never even visualized it that way. I'd never thought about it like that. It's like you do kind of have signs on at night when you're driving by, but I never really thought about making sure they're the ones that you remember, leave the audience wanting more. The brick and mortar branches are just changing dramatically. I consider myself a reasonably tech savvy person. I have an Amazon Echo. I feel pretty comfortable with that type of technology. And yet I had occasion to go into a big credit union that we have here in town to make a deposit into my sister's account. And I walked up and said, where are the deposit slips? And the lady behind the counter looked at me like I was asking, where is the typewriter? You know, where is the payphone? Right? I mean, it's just like, she was, we don't have deposit slips anymore. And I was like, wow. All right. That's what actually got me thinking. That's what actually got me thinking about this a lot. It is said many, many times on this show that the theme, if you will, the recurring theme on this show, even though I want to talk more about wellness and I want to talk more about that kind of thing. The simple fact is that we talk about the generational thing. And if you listen to the show, you also know, huge believer in the Strauss-Howe generational theory, that based on our life cycle, in a free market and in a free country, you can also anticipate the needs of your audience in quarters. Every 20 years, a new generation, and after 80 years, a fourth turning, there is usually something very, very significant that takes place. And we are in one of those fourth turnings. I believe that's what, the Star Wars is coming out. Star Wars is coming out later this month. And if I'm yes, go ahead, play Star Wars. All right. The Star Wars, yes. I didn't like the first one, okay? I didn't like the one that came out. I was so hopeful. Speaking of Nick, he coined the phrase to me one time. He said, there's the trilogy and there's the tragedy, those three other ones that are after the original Star Wars and after they re-released them, which I wish they would do again. Anyway, the Star Wars thing later this month. Now, everyone says, no, they were just building up to this one. This is going to be the really, really good one. I mean, my favorite Star Wars movie is The Empire Strikes Back, not the original. So I can see that. But I thought the first one was, it was just missing something. And it seemed like I was watching the original one. It was like scene for scene. I kind of knew what was going to happen next. I loved Rogue One. And like we said last year, greatest generational brand, I think, used to be Disney. I think now it's Star Wars, and I think they're kind of connected anyway, but everybody, it doesn't matter if you're 3 years old or 70 years old, you can just name it, the whole thing off, you know, the original 1977 Star Wars. So that's coming out, and for the first time, I feel like we're getting some of that stuff technology-wise. I don't know if I want to be walking into the branch to make a deposit and get a notification. There's a 3-minute wait at the teller line, or whatever it would say. In this particular case, the financial institution is more interested in knowing who's coming in, which is pretty cool. I think, I mean, you're going to have to show your ID to get money. And I'm sure a lot of places are thinking about, there's going to be a day where you just use your debit card and you can walk into this branch and it's all virtual. I think we're finally making steps in a quicker progression. Again, that musical parlance, tempo. I think the tempo of the marketplace has been cut in half. I mean, in terms of tempo, gone from 80 beats per minute to 160 beats per minute. I would never assume to do an hour-long show again. And we only did those two or three times, like as special broadcasts, and cutting the show from in that 30-minute range to the 14 to 15, 18 minutes. Now we're getting a little... The same calculation I made about the song, the same calculation, is it going to, do people really have 15 minutes on a Friday or during the week? It is asking for a pretty significant investment of time. But anyway, I'm going to keep talking about that. That's definitely going to be a theme. I think the branches we're seeing now that are being designed, finally, it has that. It'd be in a Star Wars, okay? Because geofencing, electrochromic glass, the Bluetooth is sort of a 90s, 2000s. Element of technology. When you hear Bluetooth, you go, oh wow, you're on Bluetooth. People are surprised when they find that I'm not. I do not like the Bluetooth I have, the one that you stick in your ear. I don't like walking around looking like I'm so busy. I have to have a phone in my ear, but that's just me. And I work from home, so I don't have the same, I don't have to navigate the same things that some people do that are actively traveling and moving around and stuff like that. But I really do enjoy architecture. I really do enjoy the branch. I love architecture, period. And some of the stuff I'm seeing now, it's like finally the design is catching up with the generation, because that fourth turning, that Strauss Howe, what the lesson for marketers and the lessons for people in any business really is that the trick is, if you design it for the youngest generation, the one that's going through the turning, which would be Gen Z, then you're going to be fine. Technology, and if they can't, they'll tell the young people, show me how to use it. Grandma and grandpa, if they simply can't do that, there's at least one person there in the lobby who's going to walk over and say, hey, I can help you with that in person, all right? And of course, the baby boomers have shown tremendous adaptability to technology. I see baby boomers using their phone to pay at Starbucks. They were doing it before I was. And I thought that was like, wait a minute, I'm kind of falling behind here. Again, that tempo. So branching in was the name of the episode today, because it's not going anywhere. The branch is not going anywhere. I tried to watch that movie Godless on Netflix last night. Nah, Lady Mary from Downton Abbey, a solid B-, maybe a C. Not crazy about the first episode. We'll see. But there's a picture of an old bank. You're walking through town. The gunfight about to happen. It's high noon. And there's a little bank. It's got to be there in the town. The branch has always been there. The branch is always going to be there. But the question we wanted to ask today is, if people walk, the people that walk into your branch now and the ones that you're remodeling and building, is your branch going to be a sophisticated as they are, because that's the kind of performance they're looking for. Hey, listen, my name is Jason Dyche. You've been listening to The Power of Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? Until next we speak, we'll talk to you all next week. Bye.
The end, that's all, folks.